are about to hear is real.
Yeah. Okay. What's your address? 40, 38? Right. We're rolling right away.
Perkins?
Don?
Got a trouble call. Let's go.
Right. This is Don Reed, police recorder. We're moving out of the station to our car.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Don.
You better watch out for those drugs. There'll be plenty of them out there tonight.
Yeah, that's right. It is holiday, isn't it? Now, keep my peepers open. Crew, Detective Sergeants Ron Perkins, Kurt Waller. Our first job tonight to answer a trouble call. On our windshield wipers. There's a light mist falling tonight. This is a black sedan, and we're in plain clothes. This is Detective Unit 5-6.
5-6 in service on station call.
1-5-6 and 4 station call in service on the night watch.
Just a special note. While you're with us tonight, remember the people you meet are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch. Presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, now on patrol somewhere in the field, and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Answering a call. See the man regarding two women and a 214 for a fight. Supposed to meet him on this corner directly ahead. No, check that. It's the next one. The mist still falling. Streets are just a bit slick. Flicking on our red spotlight to identify us as a police car. There's a man standing on the corner, waving. Middle-aged, heavy set.
Yes, sir. You're from the Culver City Police?
That's right.
All right, they just took off up the street there, and the young one is drunker than a boiled owl. And I'm afraid they're walking. I'm afraid she's going to hurt the old lady.
Which side of the street are they on?
They're on that side of the street.
On working
Let me go
all
with
right.
you, and I'll point them out to you. I'm afraid she's going to hurt the old lady.
Okay. The old lady is...
Well, maybe she hasn't got all of her marbles, but... I'll take it easy, because they just went around here...
Is that down there?
I think it is. Now, just a minute. Let me get out before you say anything to them. Stop here and I'll locate them. They couldn't be any farther up that far because they haven't been gone long enough. And I'm afraid that she's going to hurt the old woman.
Here, you find them.
Man, hustling up to a bar. Looking through the window.
You find them?
Yeah. I don't suppose that there's a thing you can do now. They're both sitting in there at the bar. You might go in and take a look at them. But the young one has got a crying jag on, and I prevented her from hitting the old lady in the face with her suitcase or her handbag, as you'd call it. And, they've been fighting and cussing. Well, I tried to reason with them and take them back home. Sure, I've had a couple of drinks, too, but I'm still a gentleman. I tried to take them...
They're inside the bar now.
They're setting up at the bar now.
Whereabouts are they sitting in there?
Right at the front of the bar. If you want to come over there, we can very easily slide in, and I can point them out to you.
Okay, I'll back up.
Secure the car, and then we'll see what it's all about.
5-6-1. We'll be code 6 at 3800 North Jefferson on this 214 call.
1-5-6-10-4, 3800 North Jefferson.
Okay. and holding up a bar stool.
I don't see the older one at the moment.
Well, it becomes our business when it involves out in public place, you know.
Well, then why don't you take me in?
You want to go in?
If you want to.
I'm just trying to find out what's wrong, that's all. I'm here to help, not to necessarily put you in jail.
I don't care if you do.
What good would that be? What would the purpose be there? If we do put you in jail, are you going to accomplish anything?
You name it.
Fighting.
Haven't I got the privilege to fight if I wanted to?
Not in public view, no.
Well, then take me.
You want to go in?
If you want to take me.
I didn't say I wanted to. If I wanted to take you in, you'd have been in a long time
ago. Well, then take me if you want.
I told you I didn't want
to. Seriously, I don't give a...
What's wrong?
Witness coming up.
Take her home, buddy.
Arm around the woman.
Because all I want to do is get away from her.
Take it easy.
I wish you would.
Would what?
I would arrest her. No. Oh, I don't think it's going to accomplish. It would accomplish a lot for me. It would give me a lot of personal satisfaction to see her locked up just so I wouldn't in the same cell. Don't shake your head. It could have happened to you too, boy.
Curdy, it might be too late.
No, not too late.
You're right, she's wrong.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's go. Where are you going?
That's for sure. Oh, I'll go too if you want.
Well, you go someplace where you won't be in any trouble.
I want her to go, huh? But she won't go.
Well, that's about you. Where are you going?
I have a friend.
Where?
She lost me.
Where?
A few blocks from here. I don't know the address.
How are you going to get there?
Just a few blocks up there.
A walk or drive?
Yeah, I was going to walk. I don't have a car. I don't drive. I don't even know how.
Sergeant Walter been in the bar talking to the older woman. Escorting her out now. Handing both women back their identification cards.
She'll phone you in the morning.
Older woman, arms around her.
She'll phone you in the morning.
Forgive me, dear. Will you phone me in the morning?
Planted a kiss on her cheek.
And then I'll get my things all set, and then I'll go to you.
You get our home, Harry? Where are you going?
I'll go.
I'll come back in here.
I just want to try and shake her. I just want to get away before I do something like that.
You have a place to stay.
Go to my girl.
Okay. All right, we'll see if she gets home. Okay?
Thanks.
Good night.
The older woman is heading north, the younger one south. The witness is just standing there.
Well, that takes care of that.
Did you notice both those women had the same name?
Yeah, mother and daughter. You know, you think it's possible they didn't recognize each other?
Could be.
Watching for anything unusual. Maybe headlights out of line or high speed. have no description as yet. The mist is pretty much turned into rain right now. It's a little hard to see. Yeah, there's cars piled up ahead. A large group gathered out there in the street. Swing the car around out a block off the street. We have a victim lying out here. Just add a little protection. Lighting flares. Perkins with a flashlight. Heading out to direct traffic. Let's move in with Sergeant Walter and check the victim. Making our way through the crowd. Rain. Red lights. And the flares. Smoke. All making a very weird picture. All stretched across the white line. And an elderly woman. Two bystanders holding a blanket over. Taking a good look, the victim must be between 70 and 80 years. Doesn't appear to be in too much pain. She has a big smile on her face.
You okay, Art?
Like
that,
I don't want to go in
the ambulance.
He's making a pillow.
Oh, please.
Sergeant Walter, holding blanket.
Oh, leave me alone.
Uniformed officer bending down, taking report.
Oh, please.
No, you're not.
Do
you want to tell me what happened now?
Oh, well, the car run over me, that's all. Knocked me down.
Did you see what kind of car it was?
No, dear. How could I see? I was just coming over the way to go home to get my bus, get my taxi. Oh, dear, I'm all right.
You sure are.
Bystander coming out of the crowd. Slightly inebriated. Down on his knees. I'm not sure whether he's walking that way or he's just leaning down to talk to the victim.
Please, let me
alone. No, you're wrong, lady.
You're fine.
No, she's beating us off to death when she talks to us.
She's all right.
Too excited.
How old is she?
She's about 78. How old is she, baby?
Overexcitement.
I'm 39.
Oh, no.
Shut up. How old are you?
No.
82 years young.
You be still. We're going to take you to the emergency hospital and find out.
Well,
I'm all right. Don't be silly. Oh, I wish I could get out.
Are you really 39?
Yes. Yes.
Siren. No. Red lights of the ambulance off in the distance.
We're going to see the ear.
Helping the young lady on the stretcher. Apparently she's an ex-movie actress from the early days. She's taking it all in stride.
Here
you go.
Let me shoot.
Put your leg up just a little bit. Just now.
We're just going to take it out for a checkup.
Take good care. You're being a good girl.
There she goes, sitting up in the ambulance waiting goodbye and blowing kisses to us.
Did you know that woman was a movie actress at one time?
Yeah. That kind of blows my theory about not recording any actors.
You can't help it if they get run over.
Yeah, I see your point.
Fire 6, clear. 5-6, Roger.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. Our modern times have certainly outdated that old expression, no news is good news. Today, good news or bad news, people want to know. They want to keep up to date. They want help not only with current information itself, but with its perspective and history, its significance. That's why America listens most to CBS Radio, where Lowell Thomas, Edward R. Murrow, Douglas Edwards, and Robert Trout bring you nightly news. These great names of the CBS newsroom bring integrity, understanding, and authority to their reporting every weekday evening. They make a great team. And by keeping tuned to CBS Radio, you not only keep up with your entertainment, you get the news served up while it's fresh. Served up in terms of its overall meaning, locally, nationally, and internationally. Lowell Thomas, Edward R. Murrow, Robert Trout, and Douglas Edwards have the background, the reporting experience, to do the outstanding job America wants and needs done night after night. You're invited to get your news nightly from all four of these great newsmen and from the great CBS newsroom that supplies their material fresh in from all around the globe. And now we take you to headquarters and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
This is the Detective Bureau. Officer Arch Cameron in the office, giving us a lowdown on a Prowler call suspect.
What happened? I don't even know what happened.
We got a call. Prowler there now. We rolled in. My partner saw the guy at the back door. We've got the Prowler.
Was he trying to get in or anything like that?
According to the woman, he motioned to her and told her to come on and get in his car. She told him no, and he disappeared. When he disappeared, she ran out the back way, ran over to the gas station, called us. The witness saw this guy go over the fence into her backyard. He thought something was funny about it, so he called us.
Well, does she know him or anything like that?
No. No friends, never saw him before. He'd been drinking. He doesn't quite know what's going on.
Okay, we'll bring him in then.
Okay.
Sergeant Perkins, Walter, finishing a cup of coffee. Suspect being brought in. Tall, thin, well-dressed. That is, he probably started out that way. His clothes are a bit wrinkled right now.
How old are you, sir? You're 40 years old. You ever been arrested?
No, sir.
Ever been arrested at all?
No, sir.
No violation?
No, sir. I mean, I run through a few red lights in my life.
I mean criminal violation?
No, sir.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Any children?
Yes, sir.
How many?
One.
How old?
18 and a half.
18 and a half years?
Yes, sir.
Boy, girl?
Boy.
You living with your wife now?
Yes, sir.
What were you doing in this backyard tonight?
Sir, I tried to explain that. I stopped and had a couple of drinks. A girl was in there, and she says, come down to a certain place and park, and I did, and I was supposed to be home at night at 8 for dinner. I have relatives from the East here. It's a pretty sad affair, but this is what happened.
What were you doing in the backyard, this house? This woman never saw you before.
Well, I don't know about that woman, but I'm not a prowler, sir.
What were you doing in the backyard?
I was supposed to be invited there, and some woman came out and said something to me, and I came over the wall.
What did you go over the wall for?
Well, just like any other man would. Why do you think I was there? Sure, I was wrong. I'm an honest guy. I've never done anyone wrong. Sure, I've had a few drinks tonight. I'm upset now. I really am. Because I'm in jail. I was medical to come to this place, and I'm upset, really upset. I've never done this so bad to me in my life. You know, this is pretty hard for a guy to take.
Well, sometimes it's very unfortunate that because of drinking you get into situations
sure,
like you're in.
I know this. If I saw a guy do what I've done tonight, I probably would have called the police myself. I'm sorry about it all. I mean, I'm truthfully sorry. I'm not an angel. I have done my part about drinking. That's probably it. I mean, I don't drink too often anymore. I mean, I'm not a prowler. I'm not. You can ask my neighbors. You can go and investigate me. I live in a nice little neighborhood. I'm not a prowler. I was only following up a lead. I mean, you can destroy my whole life if you want to and put me in jail, send me away, or anything you want to.
We're not here to destroy your life or anything like that, but we're here to not only protect the public, but to protect you. The amount that you had to drink, if you'd gotten back into your car and driven off, you'd have been in an accident.
Sir, I'm not trying to alibi out of this. I'm wrong. I'm just deadly wrong. I'm not trying to alibi. I mean, I'm guilty.
Guilty of what?
I don't know what I'm guilty of, but I am guilty.
I tell you what you're guilty of. You're guilty of intoxication and trespassing.
I didn't trespass because I thought I had an invitation.
Anytime somebody goes over a 6-foot wall to get in the backyard of another house, to me that's trespassing. Especially if the people are the ones that complain are the ones that live in the hospital.
All right, they invited me.
They invite you to come over the wall? Might they open the door and invite you in?
Sir, I mean, I don't know about that. I know this, that I have learned a pretty good lesson tonight. In my own neighborhood, I learned a lesson.
All right, you go along with these officers here. They're going to book you on Section 447, which is intoxication. You're getting a break at that.
I mean, I must appear before court or something. This is going to hurt my job, isn't it?
I don't know, sir. Those are the things that you should think of before you drink. They don't blame the police for putting you in jail.
I'm not blaming the police.
Well, think of those things before you drink.
Can you give me a little break about that? I mean, I have just made a professional rating. I have worked for 20 years to be a professional.
We're not in a position to state whether or not you should have a break. That's up to the judge. See, we're bound to do certain things by law. We have citizens' complaints of your activities down there and the fact that you're intoxicated, no condition to care for yourself. And
I mean, what about my career?
Well,
I mean, here I have worked for 20 years. I'm a peon for 20 years, and I have a chance to make a professional rate, and now it's destroyed just because I have a drink. I mean, tonight.
No, now wait just a minute. Let's get something straight. Now wait, you listen to me a minute. Your career is not being destroyed because of one drink. Your career is not being destroyed because these police officers picked you up. Your career, if it is to be destroyed, is going to be destroyed because you drank to excess. You went upon the premises of another person. You climbed over a 6-foot wall to get there. You had so much to drink that you became intoxicated. You weren't aware, possibly, of what you were doing. So the neighbors and the people that live at that house called the police. The police came down, and because you're in no condition to care for yourself, you were brought to the station. So if your career is to be destroyed, it's not to be destroyed on the fact that you had one drink or the police picked you up. It's the fact that you drank to excess. It's your fault, not ours.
One night I got wrong. Shall I sacrifice my career for that? Would you want me to? If you do this, you're going to do that.
It's not our choice. It's not our choice. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But we're bound to do certain things. We have an obligation to the citizens.
Could I give you my word?
I recall one time that a man gave me his word. And the next night I picked him up for armed robbery.
What you have just heard is real. These investigations were recorded as they actually occurred. Seated beside me tonight in the CBS studio is a special guest. Before hearing from her, we take you back to headquarters and to the office of Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
As to the disposition of tonight's cases, the two women quarreling on the street, as you heard, were separated and no further action was necessary. The young lady hit by a car was sent to a hospital, and fortunately, examination revealed only her pride was injured. In the last investigation, the man prowling was booked for drunk and disturbing the peace. On both counts, he was found guilty.
Our special guest tonight, Miss Evelyn Bigsby, managing editor of TV Radio Life magazine.
This week, TV Radio Life is celebrating its 15th anniversary and is bestowing its 12th annual Distinguished Achievement Awards. These awards, as you may know, are the second oldest awards in the country. In studying the TV and radio programs of 1954, we considered only the new shows for awards, and out of these, only 10 were finally noted for recognition. One of the 10 is Night Watch, which TV Radio Life is honoring with its highest radio award. I'm very pleased to present our award for Outstanding New Radio Program to all of you on Night Watch, and to say to Chief Hildebrand, you are to be congratulated for your invaluable cooperation.
Miss Bigsby, I know the amount of work that goes into bringing Night Watch to CBS listeners each week. Therefore, we are doubly appreciative of being singled out by your magazine for this award. I know that every man in my department joins me in saying thank you. Recently, I heard our police recorder, Don Reed, being introduced as the guiding light of Night Watch. When he got up to speak, he said, "Actually, I'm just the voice of Night Watch. Our brains are Sterling Tracy, the director. Our patience, the co-producer, Jim Hadlock. Our bronze, Sergeant Ron Perkins and the other officers. Our ingenuity, Ray Gerhart, tape editor. And our endurance, Ray Swerts. As chief of police, I know these boys eat and sleep Night Watch, and I also know what encouragement this award will bring to them. Although TV Radio Life magazine is making this presentation, it is you, the listener, that really made it possible. On behalf of our police recorder, Don Reed, and the entire staff, thank you, Miss Bigsby. Good night.
Now, of course, it isn't any surprise to me that many of you women who bake at home have recently changed to Fleischmann's yeast. I knew that you'd want to when you found out the important difference there is between Fleischmann's and other yeasts.
Well, you're certainly right about that, Mr. Carpenter. When I heard you say that Fleischmann's was not only a fast-acting yeast that gave good baking results, but that it would also make my baking extra good for my family, I decided to try it right away.
And ladies, that's exactly what Fleischmann's yeast can do. It can make extra good baking extra good for your family. You see, Fleischmann's yeast with a yellow label is the only fresh yeast on the market that contains both the vitamin B complex and added amounts of vitamins A and D. And all of these important vitamins go right into whatever you bake with no great loss in the oven. So if you've been using just any kind of yeast for your baking, insist on Fleischmann's yeast next time and find out for yourself what an important difference there is in yeasts. But remember, only Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label brings you both the vitamin B complex and added amounts of vitamins A and D. So ask for it by name.